Sit back, relax, lace up your J's. This is For the Soul.
With Alex and Dylan.
This is so exciting.
This is For the Soul. We're going to be talking about sneakers. I'm Alex. I've been collecting since 7th grade. And my favorite Jordan model is the 1s.
I'm Dylan. I've been collecting since 8th grade. And I'm a freshman in high school. No, freshman in college. Erase that. And my favorite model of the Jordans is also 1.
So I'm a sophomore in college now.
Boom!
So basically what we're going to be talking about on this podcast is our favorite shoes, upcoming releases.
And comparing the different styles and colorways and talking about the prices.
Just two kids, college kids that love shoes. So if you like shoes, tune in every week. So first thing we're going to start off with is our favorite Jordans. So
yeah, I mean, come on, stop playing with me. Jordan room, like Jordan 5 trophy room, ice blue. That's my favorite Jordan ever. I mean, even though my favorite model is the 1s, talking favorite Jordan of all time, it's these any day.
Yeah, I think the light blue is really, really nice, and it looks suede, so suede is clean. I don't love red and blue together, but it works here.
Fire as fuck.
And what do these go for?
I mean, I think they're going for like 2,000 something. I can check. They're a lot. They're not going definitely for a cheap amount. Yeah.
But, you know, I get it because honestly, I've never seen anybody wear these before. So yeah. If someone has them, they definitely spent a lot of money. And don't forget about those icy soles. I know all you sneakerheads out there love the icy soles.
So let's see. In my size, 10.5, they're going for 1,170. Not bad.
There's a lot worse out there.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty tough. I'm not about to afford that. But so your favorites, though. I'm going into that now.
My favorites are the Dornbecker 8s. These are actually photos taken by me because I have these. These are my grail shoe. I got them. I paid $220 for them, but they actually they go for like $310 in grade school and around $970 something for men's size.
Yeah, they're a lot. For me, like if I was trying to get those, I'd have to pay a lot.
Yeah, you'd have to pay way more than I did. And I love all the detailing on this, like the cancer logo on the back is reflective, and then all the detailing on the shoe. This is actually a shoe. The kid's name is Caden Lambert because the Dornbeckers, they actually have a kid that has a disease design them. You don't know that already. So it's a cool background and love the shoe.
Yeah, the story of yours is like pretty fire. So it's like, that's another aspect to it. Like, not only does it like look fire, like the story behind it is cool. So
it's very cool.
Yeah.
Might have to get some more Dornbeckers in my life.
The Dornbecker Reacts are actually fire.
I've never seen those, but we might have to bring them
up. Dornbecker Reacts are, yeah, stop sleeping on them. They're fire.
Bang.
All right. So now we're going to show you guys our least favorite Jordans. All right. This is mine. This is the Dream It Do It 9s. Honestly, I hate 9s. Do you like 9s?
I think that there's one good 9. Actually, no, not one good 9. But I think that I don't know. There's a like University Blue or something like that. It's something like that that I think is okay. I saw somebody on our campus wearing those and I was like, all right, look at the J's. But
look out for me.
But and then there's hang on, let me pull them up.
So we pull it up. I'm gonna say
yeah, talk this, about them.
This colorway is this is bad colorway. Red with purple and aqua does not work. I love aqua and purple, but the red just doesn't work. What am I gonna wear with this? I can't think about what I wear with this. And if they go for $290, I can get probably a pair of court purple ones for less than that, in my size at least. But nines don't do it for me. But the only nines I see people really wear are the Baron nines. Those are probably like an OG pair that people want. But the only thing I could rock with this is if it's a custom shirt, sweatshirt that has those three colors together.
It's a thing called like Jordan 9 Premium Bin, and they go for a lot. But I mean, they're not even that good. But I mean, for nines, what do I like? Are the University Blues and
University Blues bin. Always a good colorway.
But yeah, no, nines aren't great. They're not great. I agree.
There's better.
Yeah, there's definitely better.
All right, let's see your least favorite.
Okay, this is like another level.
Makes me want to yak.
Yeah, this is another level of hideous. Like, I've like stayed awake at night thinking about this. Like, somebody needs to get fired for the tongue. Like,
yeah, I don't know why you would wear that. A furry tongue. And I don't get it. And it's the color scheme.
The color scheme is not, like, it doesn't go together at all. Like, at all. Like, who did this? I have made better colorways than this.
Oh, yeah, coming soon. Period. You'll see a bunch of designs by our own Dylan.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, but you've actually, like, that, I've done it, like, on computer stuff, but you've actually, like, done it with, like, colors and stuff. Like,
yeah, I painted a few shoes.
Physical shoe. But anyway, this is just the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And to add insult to injury, it's on a Jordan 1, which is both of our favorite Jordans ever. So it's like, it's almost hard to do to mess up a Jordan 1.
But they did it. And they go for 162.
I would never pay that.
No.
You couldn't pay me that to wear them.
I just got a pair of Dunks for cheaper than that.
Yeah. And they're fire. They're a lot better than that. A million times. Yeah. Get them off the screen. I can't keep looking at that.
For the soul.
Our releases for the
week. Yes.
So we're going to start off with Saturday, October 30th. We got the Pine Green Jordan 3s. Personally, I like them. Pine Green's a great color.
I like 3s. 3s are definitely in like my top 5 favorite Jordans ever, maybe top 3. But I mean, pine green looks great on the ones. I don't know what other Jordans they've done for it, but it looks fire in that. It looks, yeah, I would definitely pay that. Those are definitely going to sell out quick. And
oh, yeah,
any Jordan 3 is going to sell out in like 2 seconds. So, and they're actually a good colorway.
So they come in men's, grade school, preschool. Any size, go get them on sneakers. 10 a.m.
Good luck.
Good luck. Is sneakers fair? We'll get into that.
Yeah, no.
So then we're going to go to Wednesday, November 3rd.
I could take them or leave them, to be honest. I don't know. Like,
blazer lows, not really my thing. I like the highs better, so I will never get them. I like the name, the coconut milk. Not a bad price either, but
not a bad name. What does it say? It's like praised by the streets for its classic simplicity and comfort. Yeah, the Blazers are popping right now, but
Blazers and Dunks are in now.
Yeah, Blazers and Dunks are in. I agree with that. Featuring a special combination of hairy and shaggy suede. I like suede, but I don't know.
I like suede, but I don't know about that other stuff.
On car, this must have. This is a must have. I see. I wouldn't call it a must have, but I mean, like a. I don't know. Maybe. It's a maybe. I wouldn't spend my money on it, but.
Me either. Now we got the dark chocolate mids, blazer mids, way better than Lowe's, but I wouldn't wear these. Color scheme does not do it for me.
I like the color scheme actually, but I don't like how it looks like it's like an old blanket.
Yeah, like a hairy. Then,
yeah, like I don't like the material, but the color scheme isn't bad. Like wearing those on Halloween, stop playing with me.
right, that's a good Halloween shoe.
Yeah, that's a good Halloween shoe. That's a good Halloween shoe, I feel like. So I like the colorway of it, but the materials, they fouled up on that. I don't know what they're doing. Not also, true. I don't know why it's called dark chocolate. Like,
it should be called like Dunkin'. I see a
purple. Oh, yeah. I didn't see the purple.
Like a
that's
coffee.
Even better for Halloween. Yeah. And yeah, it should be called like coffee or something. Or, no, not mocha. Not mocha. Mocha ones are fire. Off top.
Yeah. Can take that name.
And the thing is everybody was saying that the mocha ones were like a cheaper version of the Travis's. And now I walk outside and I see mad heads and mocha ones. Did you ever hear that they were like a cheap version of the Travis?
Yeah, because they look like very similar, but
everybody was bashing them for that, and now everybody's wearing them.
Next.
I thought that these were like something about like, I didn't like, doesn't that kind of look like crocodile skin or something?
Yeah, I can see how
it's just different colors. I didn't know what these were.
Or like a blanket kind of right there. In the white, I don't know. These would be interesting material, but they're gonna sell out because they're dunks, and there's not a lot of women dunks out there. I don't know if I'd wear them, but they're cool. They're not bad.
I'm wondering if you can get them in like sizes in men's.
Well, because
it's not like really feminine. It's not like a really feminine shoe.
That's true. It could go either way.
It feels
honestly.
Like it's unisex, but I mean, if it gets up to like a 13 or whatever, I'm pretty sure that if you're a guy, your size is one and a half sizes down.
Yeah.
So if you're a 10 and a half like me, then you do a woman's 12. But I don't know what size these go up to. So a 130 isn't bad for a dunk. I mean.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Dunk
but
high.
Again, that's if you can get them on
sneakers. Yeah, that's on sneakers, so.
Next, we got another women's shoe, the Air Huaraches. I love Huaraches. I think they're so comfortable. I like these because you can't fully see it, but if you look by the strap in the back, you can see a little writing, which I think is really cool. I wouldn't go for them because I don't think there's a lot to match, but all right.
I am very simple with my Huaraches. I stick with black, red, or white. Besides that, I'm not really into it. These, I can respect them, but I wouldn't buy them. I mean, I do like the back tab, like the thing that's going on back there that you can't really see it on here, like you said, but I mean, yeah. Like if I got them as a gift, I would definitely wear them, but I wouldn't buy them myself. That's how I feel about it.
You know, I actually have two pairs of Huaraches. And one of them is white, like you said, like only go with white. But one of them is also green. And it's just like basically all green, but I think they're dope still. I wear the white ones a lot more though. Going on to our last release this week.
Those are going to blow up.
Easily selling out. Mad quick. $100. Can't go wrong with a pair of championship grade dunks. Grade school, preschool, men's, any size.
Yeah, those are going mad fast. They look like Georgetown. Like those are also coming up, a Georgetown Jordan 1, but they're coming up in the future. But these kind of look like them. So if you pay attention to what I'm saying right now and we talk about it later, you'll know what I mean. But they're gonna sell out so fast. Like that's a good, I like that colorway a lot. And I want to try. Like
but try to get them?
Yeah.
They give me Yankee vibes. So if you're Yankee fans out there, go for them. Mr. Boston over here.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
Well,
I mean,
he's gonna go for them.
Yeah, I'm still gonna go for them because they're like, I'm not thinking Yankees. I'm thinking Georgetown vibes, and you can understand this if
however you want to interpret it. But speaking of going for them on sneakers, what do you think your chances are? How do your chances look?
Really, really, really low. Very low. Not only because of the dunk hype right now, which everybody's on dunk hype for some reason.
Everyone.
But they're such a classic colorway that they're going to be gone in 2 seconds. And they're going to resell. Because
if you're not a bot, you're not getting the dunks.
Yeah.
The dunks.
That's facts.
What do you think they should do to increase the chances, make it more fair?
I mean, well, the only thing that you can really do is put in your all your address information and all your stuff. So when you go to the when it releases and when it drops, yeah, when you go to check out, it's already set. So that's the only thing that you can really do. But
you could also pay the extra $5 for shipping. Be on the app a lot.
Yeah.
Like all the shoes that you might want to get. Can't guarantee it'll work, but it's something that might help.
Yeah. If you label them as want, then you're going to get a note. Like, you can get a notification when they're coming up. So, yeah.
And hopefully we'll get it. I mean, that's all we have for this week's show.
That's a wrap.
Hope you guys enjoyed. Next week we might be comparing different colorways, showing you some different designs and things. But if you're a sneakerhead, tune in next week. Same day, every time.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Dylan and Alex. This is For the Soul.